talking to me. I was listening to what you were talking about.
Smelly cat. What was that?
He was like, I have a house in Granada.
Yeah, I kept saying that. Cool. Have you ever talked to a guy at a bar who's like not listening to? He just wants to talk at you.
Yeah, that's someone on drugs.
Yeah, he was on drugs. Yeah.
Just keep talking. You're like, I would also like to be a part of this conversation, but you're not allowed to be.
But it's also,
you have to listen about his house in Granada.
It's also easy. You just have to nod your head and say, cool, cool. Yeah, yeah.
But that's kind of boring.
But it's boring. Yeah.
I had a guy who kept asking me questions about my life and then cutting me off and trying to finish a story. I'm like, stop asking me questions if you're going to try to take over the conversation.
He's got a lot to say.
And that's what we do here, brother. We just kind of talk and then talk over each other, really.
It just seems more controlled here for some reason.
Yeah, we're pretty chill.
Maybe because there's no drugs involved and I've known you guys for so long.
It could be that. Could be a little chem, a little bit of chem involved.
Yep, and that's if you don't count alcohol as a drug.
Well, I don't know. Some of those World Cup games were pretty out of hand.
True.
Welcome to the Portugal Corner of the podcast, where we talk about all things Portuguese soccer, the good, the bad, and the funny. This is episode 122. I am Evan.
I'm Patrick.
Justin.
Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys?
I just want to thank Mr. Cavallino again.
Oh, really?
After the World Cup game, lost to Morocco, just leaving that bottle of tequila on the table for us. I mean, that just helped us tremendously. We got to give a shout out to him always.
Shout out to Mr. Cavallino. He's one of the first sponsors of the podcast.
Pretty much.
He sponsored a bottle of tequila for us.
Made us feel good, giving us the bottle. And then we ran into a Toyota Yaris.
Toyota Yaris that we decided to kick the crap out of.
It took out my knee for 3 weeks.
And climbed a fence to try and get hot dogs from Costco?
Yeah.
We shouldn't have had to climb a fence to get into a Costco.
We trespassed on a parking lot, some sort of parking lot.
Yeah.
It's a shortcut. You never taken a shortcut before?
A shortcut over barbed wire is not a shortcut.
I had a Corona for some reason. I threw it on the ground.
Smash them up.
Crazy.
It was a bad loss. But hey, looking forward, good wins.
This week, if you're tuning
in to hear about the Portuguese national team, right, Ev?
Hell yeah. Crushed it this week. Huge wins. Qualified. Guys, we qualified.
Hey!
We made it.
Cheers. Do we cheers to that?
Yeah.
Sure. We do cheers.
We're
to
going
that.
To the Euro in Germany, I believe.
Ayo.
Easy.
Yeah.
First time we've got the news early, you know?
Martinez ball is good, man. I'm convinced.
We'll put a little liquid football.
Yeah.
The man doesn't like to sweat. That's what it is. He doesn't want a last round advance or whatever, you know, qualification. He wants to get out of the way.
He doesn't want his bald head to sweat.
Yeah.
Because if it falls right into your eyes, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It gets real shiny. You don't want that.
But also, like, you know, you want an easy group, and we never get the easy group because we're always fucking struggling to qualify. And hopefully, I don't know, how many teams are they laying this new Euro? I mean, they're laying like Israel, Palestine, all these teams.
This was an easy group, but I feel like a Bento or Queiroz would struggle. Like, Slovakia would be first, and, like, we'd be fighting for second, and maybe we'd do, like, a playoff or something.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Even in this fucking group.
To mention Queiroz, he must be on your mind, because he's a big part of that Beckham documentary, no?
Yep, he was in there. I know, when he came up, I was like, oh, fuck, I forgot about him. I was like, why was he the assistant at United? Why did Ferguson say, I need this Portuguese guy as my assistant?
No, everyone was, like, blown away.
Portuguese coaches were hot back then.
Well, you needed Queiroz for, Ronaldo, Nani, Bebe.
But no one liked him.
No, Beckham said he didn't like him. And then he's like, and then he followed me to Madrid. And I was like, what the fuck?
I can't get away from this loser.
This fucking guy.
He does look kind of evil, but he's always happy. So it's hard to call him pure evil.
Queiroz reminds me of my grandfather, you know? You know?
Your grandpa does kind of have Queiroz vibes.
But my grandfather looks like Figo.
He does look like Figo, too. It's weird. Anyways, he looked probably like a mix between those two guys. But also, Figo, big part of this documentary as well. But Figo won big with Queiroz. He was the coach of those under under 20 World Cup winners.
Ah, that's why.
Oh, really?
So he has big connection. That's how he
the one with against Brazil with Rui Costa and Figo?
Yeah, Queiroz was their coach.
Cool.
Shit. Mm. Never would have thought. Never would have thought. Figo had I thought he would have a bigger role in this documentary. He didn't. He did not seem very thrilled about Beckham coming to Madrid at all.
Well, they were taking the same position, right?
Same role. Yeah.
But it's like 20 years later. He still seems like he's not over it.
Well, Ev, imagine some guy comes into the podcast and he's like, I got my own PowerPoint. I got my own slideshow. You know, how are you going to feel in your situation? Yeah. I got an own cool microphone that isn't held up with tape right now.
It's really taped up.
Hey. Yeah.
So Figo eventually left that. Okay. I remember this being a big thing when they were both like stars in my our household. We're a Figo household. And every time Beckham was on the TV, our dad would be like, Figo's 10 times the player Beckham ever was or blah, blah, blah. Or ever still was. And he is.
Your dad's right.
And he is and he was. Yeah. But Beckham
had some great seasons on Real Madrid.
But Beckham is Beckham. And Beckham, I think, is a couple years younger. He had those seasons after, but Figo had a great season on Inter.
But Figo got there and it was 2000.
Yeah.
Beckham only showed up in 2003. Like,
you want to know why Madrid got him? One, because they could afford him. Two, they knew he's going to sell.
Star power.
Sell. Star power, dude.
Good looking. Posh Spice.
Yeah.
He should be on Real Madrid. If he's going to be on any other club, he's such a superstar. There's only two clubs he could be on. Manchester United and Real Madrid. Now, afterwards, you know, because of, like, you get older, but he was still on glamour clubs, as probably you were going to say, right?
I was going to say he was a Galactico.
He was a Galactico, yes. He was one of the Galacticos.
He went to all the fashion cities in the world. He played at Paris, at Milan.
Paris, Milan.
L.A.
Yeah. L.A.
Galactico Galaxy. Oh.
Not that far away. And he's a galaxy.
Damn, yep. I didn't put that together till right now.
And you're the first one to ever put that together in the entire world, Chris.
I'm fucking brilliant. I'm so smart.
It was cool hearing from Ferguson, too. Sir Alex Ferguson.
Yeah.
He looked pretty good for his age, considering all the things. He's been through some health issues, too.
You know what? I always thought he was such like a jolly man. They made him seem very stern and serious and militant in the documentary.
He's not jolly. Oh. What makes you think he's jolly?
He comes off as jolly.
He's pretty tough in the dressing room.
He's a stern socialist.
They would call him the give you the hairdryer treatment, which was like just blowing wind in your face. What that's him yelling at you.
Mm.
They call that the hairdryer treatment. Then also just like, yeah, he kicked Roy Keane off the team, like no sympathy for him, even though after all he's done. Mm. They don't even speak anymore, but like he's hard on players. He's hard on players. Mm. He was the tough love era, you know. Nowadays you can't be tough anymore. Mourinho can't even be tough. You got to be just very nice all the time,
dude. In that era, it was black shoes. That's it.
Right.
Yeah. No colors on your shoes.
I think Pep this day is probably still a little more like that.
Probably, definitely behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. He looks like he can get crazy behind the scenes.
But I feel like he's also lovable, where I feel like Ferguson probably didn't get to that level.
Question. Because I haven't seen the episode yet. I'm dying to see it. I'm sorry we're talking about without seeing the third episode. I saw the first two. Loved the first two. Thought was kind of sickened by how much he fucking is obsessed with Victoria. It's like, dude,
really obsessed.
Relax. Like, you could have slept with anybody anytime. And
come
you're
on.
Just like, you're just
I gotta defend him.
Picking up that payphone.
It's right to be obsessed with Victoria.
Really? I was honestly, I'm a little weirder. I like Baby Spice. I like who's the other one? Sporty Spice, you know? Ginger Spice. Mm-hmm. I thought the two other girls were the ones you wouldn't worry about. The
Posh.
Scary and, yeah.
Yeah.
She scary, though, as well? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know how their marketing team worked.
Yeah.
Kind of strange. Weird. A little racist, probably.
Yeah.
But, I agree. It was a little sickening. It's like, oh, he would, like, charter a private plane to go meet her for 7 minutes in a different country. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you stupid?
Simping, bro.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
But
And then the other thing I found really cool about it was me and my cousin also agreed. It was like he'd get the check for 50 quid or 50,000 quid or whatever it was he was getting paid but a week, and then he'd be like, I bought a Porsche. Got no money until next week. I'm eating at my parents' house or whatever. Another check, got a Rolex. Like, the most, you know, I can totally relate to that. Well, just spend what you make.
He knew it was coming.
He knew it was coming, yeah.
He didn't have to worry about money.
Yeah.
Just spend it.
I don't know. You get hurt. Who knows?
You still get paid.
He's
at least at the end of the season.
That's true.
He signs a contract. He knows that money's coming in every
that's
week.
Right. That's right.
But yeah, good doc. Watch, definitely finish it. Watch it. Yeah, I've seen it all.
And I think you're getting to this.
What?
Surprisingly directed by Fisher Stevens.
Yep.
Who was an actor in the 80s and who was famously most recently in Succession. Trying to tell people this that don't know who he is, they're like, I don't care. I don't even know. But like, once you know who he is, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. There's also no one else named Fisher, so it's kind of weird. Yeah. Weird little dude.
He has a very skinny neck.
Oddly skinny.
Yeah. As a man that has a fat neck, I am jealous.
You it's weird to have that neck? Little thin neck go to
you
a
don't
big
want a
head.
Fat neck, though.
How but does it not topple over, right?
Yeah.
How are you holding that thing up?
He's got neck problems.
But if it's too big or too small, you're going to have to get your shirts done either way.
That's true. He kind of looks like Robin Williams, but I don't know.
What?
Battling
malnourished
some disease. Yeah.
Come on, guys. Stop. No, he doesn't look like that.
He does. He looks a little bit like Robin Williams.
In Birdcage?
Yeah.
I'm just getting through the last season of Succession. It's really good, actually.
Mm-hmm. I can't say someone looks like Robin Williams these days.
Oh, sure you can.
Why not?
Not someone that doesn't look like Robin Williams. I will not accept. I don't let you just say whatever you want.
It's a little bit, yeah.
Are you looking at Beckham or Fisher?
Fisher.
Okay. I don't think that looks like him.
Okay.
I like look at it, like glance at it quickly.
Yes, okay, on MDMA, my eyes are going squiggly like that. Yeah, they look the same.
That's a one-hour photo of Robin Williams all day.
The rain game.
The rain game. With a win against Slovakia at the Dragão, Portugal qualified for Euro 2024 in Germany. 3-2 win for Roberto Martinez's side. They let in the first two goals of his Portugal career as manager. Finally.
Well, those are the first two goals. They got shutouts
after
all the other ones.
Seven games, six games. I'm like,
yeah, that's stupid. This guy's amazing.
I'll tell you what, before we talk about the game or the lineups or whatever, those goals by Slovakia were nice. One was like a big shot that took a big deflection off Antonio Silva. Couldn't really do anything about it, but it hit the net. And the other was just like, how good was that shot, Chris? It.
Beautiful.
Stunk of the week, maybe.
Mm. Mm. Could be. Could be. Let's check.
Have we ever given a stonk of the week to one of them against Portugal? I don't know if we can do that.
I mean, we just killed them. Who cares?
There's also not a lot of games happening.
But yeah, so the lineup was good. I like how, you know, Martinez started out with that three center back formation. And at some point, I think he realized maybe like, our wing backs are so good, they don't have to be that forward. Or maybe he realized he has better wingers than he thought. Or maybe...
I think he just goes back and forth each game.
Well, no, these last two, he did four backs.
Yeah, he hasn't done three in a while.
But then in the second half today, Danilo was just hanging out between Diaz and Silva, Diaz and Inacio on the back line there.
Well, he's a DM.
Yeah, if you have Paulinho and you have Paulinho and Danilo, do you actually need to set them up as the center back, or can they just be like a third kind of like a center defensive that drops back, right?
I prefer like a two center backs with a DM. So he can just run back.
And I think he might have thought too as well, like, I'm losing a player in midfield or in attack if I'm making all these guys, you know, play so far back. We have such a nice lineup. Why not exploit that, right? So that's what I think. I like two. Silva plays with two. Inacio plays with three, but Inacio played well today. So not to jump between games. Let's talk about this one. But
no, we can jump between games.
Silva played great.
Yeah. So there's what? I think four players that he's been interchanging, because I think most of the team stayed the same. Bernardo Silva swapped out for Otavio today. Paulinho switched out for Danilo, and then Ramos switched out for Felix, and then Antonio Silva for Inacio.
Right, but I think that's the difference in the two lineups, but I think this Slovakia lineup, where they needed the win, they want to clinch, I think this is closer to their best lineup.
That's the A team.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. With Bernardo, Bruno, Paulinho.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Danilo out there today. Danilo was feisty.
Come on.
He's okay.
I like Ramos in there as the striker, a point man, a real point man that can still hit the target when needed. That first goal that opened everything up, also created by Bruno Fernandes, who plays great on Portugal now. Even a hater like me,
I don't hate
say
him.
I don't hate him, but I couldn't be a hater. There's a difference.
Why would you hate
Chris, would you say there's a difference between hating someone and being a hater of them?
Yeah. Hating somebody, being a hater is just like you're just hating blind. That's blind hatred.
Mm.
Hating something is just like, ah, this guy rubs me the wrong way or whatever, right? Like, there's a reason. There's reasons for everything.
I think the problem is we're all United haters, and that team just sucks, and he can't play well on that team.
I'm not a hater. If I was going to pick an English team, it'd be United, but I don't care for that.
I have one team. They suck.
I would say the difference is being a hater is like, okay, I can still be swayed if I'm a hater. You know what I mean? Like, prove me wrong. And if he does, I got to give it up to him.
Yeah.
But hating someone is like, I hate them.
How do you feel about Otavio?
I hate him. Oh, I fucking hate him.
Can't be swayed?
Thank you for that question.
We're Jota haters.
Yeah, I'm a hater of Jota. If Jota scores an amazing goal, I'm going to say, hey, what an amazing goal. You know?
Of course, I want him to do well, but I don't believe in him.
Yeah. You know what? He might be a club country kind of guy where he plays well for the club, not for the country. And then you got Bruno Fernandes, does the opposite, right?
Yeah.
Plays well for the country, not the club.
He plays pretty well for the club. The club just sucks.
He's a little more consistent sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
No, I think Bruno's been top. I think maybe, I don't know, also the people he's around maybe set him up for success, right?
He's definitely been thriving with Portugal over the last couple breaks.
Yeah, Bernardo's played well beside him, and maybe Bernardo does a little more cleanup work than
maybe that
Bruno
just goes
can be
to
his creative self.
Yeah, maybe that just goes to show how bad United is, that he's got nothing to work with.
Yeah, exactly.
Comes to play with Portugal, he's a fucking star.
It's almost like, you know, I'm going to make a hockey analogy, and this is for the Toronto folks. If you're not from Toronto, you should be. no.
Move here?
There was a guy called, there was a team we made called the Leafs, and there's a guy called Phil Kessel. And when he was the best player, it was, like, too much for him. He couldn't do everything. But, so he got, like, wrapped with, like, a lot of the problems of the team. Mm. And it's like, he needs to, but then he goes to Pittsburgh.
Boston? Oh,
he started on Boston. Then he went to Pittsburgh, won a couple Stanley Cups with them. He just can't be the guy. He's got to be one of the guys, and he will do well.
But his best years were on Toronto.
His best years were on Toronto.
Statistically, but...
And guess what? Toronto's like Manchester United.
Yeah.
Definitely are.
Good point. Everybody hated Kessel. I love Kessel. I got Kessel jersey upstairs.
When he was on the ball or on the puck, he was like the most exciting person in the rink. You almost want to stand up.
Why do all the Americans thrive in Toronto?
I don't know.
Is it because they don't give a fuck about the culture?
There's less pressure.
Yeah.
There's less pressure on them.
Kessel is like the best sniper I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Just wrist it. Right. Yep. Top corner.
Wrist it.
We'll talk a little bit more hockey later, but let's get back to Portugal for this. Good national anthem in the Dragão.
People were saying the Dragão crowd was amazing.
Fuck yeah.
People were like, can we play here every international
break? Rain or shine.
And the pouring rain.
I remember that from high school. My Portuguese friends would say that they do come out and support the national team better than the Lisbon teams. Because Lisbon is too split.
Yeah. It is a smaller stadium, a little tighter, like, right?
And they have they have good clacks and
passion.
And they didn't boo João Félix when he came on.
Respect.
So interesting.
But yeah, João Félix made a couple runs, and they were actually really cheering for him. Like, anytime the team makes a run, you're cheering.
It was Sergio on Twitter, and he was like, oh, João Mario got booed at Sporting. Otavio got booed at the Luge, and he's saying he thought Félix was going to get booed at the Dragão.
Patrick thought too.
They didn't do anything when he came on, right? They didn't boo or anything? I didn't hear it.
Ely. Everybody love everybody.
Okay, what is that? This is a new saying we just came up with?
Semi-pro,
man.
ELE. Everybody love everybody.
That reminds me of when we went to raves. It would be a plur. Peace, love, unity, respect. And then you'd pop three more mollies and be like, I can't spell.
What letters were they?
Ronaldo was in a good mood that day. He was pumping up the crowd. He was getting everyone jived up. It was good.
He likes playing home.
He was pluring,
He was pluring out there.
He was.
There was a fan that ran on the field to him.
During
a play, too, while Slovakia was attacking.
Did Diaz hit him with the fucking clothesline?
No. He wasn't protected by Diaz, I don't think.
I love it. It's one of the other games, Ruben Diaz just fucking leveled some guys running on the field.
As he should.
Yeah. But it's getting scary. There was one today, too.
And I think he stepped on Ronaldo's foot.
Yeah, he looked like he was like limping a little.
Ronaldo was limping a little bit. The security came out quick. But Patrick noticed that, like, when the Portuguese guy did it, it was on a Slovakian attack. So if the fans just consistently do that, right, on the attacks, like, how can you stop that?
Justin, on Twitter, I saw what the guy looked like. I don't think he was Portuguese.
Oh. And we'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it there. But yeah, Bruno, two setups. Man, the second one, Ronaldo, just like a nice little tap in. Gonçalo, beautiful header at the beginning. And then the handball for the penalty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good header down to the ground, into the net.
Yeah, Ramos on off to a little bit of a slow start on PSG, but we all know what he can do because of what game? Switzerland. Hat trick.
That's what blew him up, yeah.
Is he going to be the new Renato Sanchez? Can't play club football. Well, I guess he can, but...
Renato Sanchez is a different thing. Knock on wood. Don't call anyone Renato Sanchez. That's
thrives
fucking... Come
for
on.
Portugal.
Renato Sanchez can't even fucking get in a game. Renato Sanchez's muscles don't work. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
He's hurt all the time, right? So Ramos stays healthy. Hopefully he can be good.
But Sanchez is like one of those guys at work, always calling in sick for the littlest thing.
Can't make it.
You got to cut him early.
Yeah. Our uncle Joe, he said, because he runs construction company, he's like, yeah, I've seen these guys all the time. They come to work and he's like, I know that guy. He pretends to freaking get hurt at work, even though he came in already hurt, you know, so he can still get paid. I'm like, hey, he's like,
calling WSIB on me. No problem.
Like, yeah, forget about him.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's saying Sanchez is faking, so you just collect the paycheck at home.
Yeah, sure. It could be that too.
Ronaldo moved back to the right wing. He's a winger again. Done with the center man.
I saw him a little bit.
He comes in a lot.
Yeah, I think that's just a decoy kind of strategy. You're looking at the paper. It's
very osmosis formation. Everyone's moving.
It's fluid. It's liquid football, if you will.
Yes.
And I think Martinez does have us playing liquid football. And can I want to jump. Like, we all think, I guess, look, based on points, we're all pretty happy. You guys all think Martinez is a competent coach, pretty good judge of talent.
Definitely, but I would like to see him play a harder team than Liechtenstein.
Right, 100%. But notice who he keeps on the bench. I just want to say this. Diogo Jota.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean,
you're just spreading your more Jota hate.
Spreading the hate.
He's giving him a chance, but he's not. I don't think he's top of mind.
Because he knows what he is. And he has Rafael Leão, he has João Felix, he has other players. He's like, I don't need to see this guy. I'm giving Cristiano Ronaldo pity minutes.
Rafael Leão didn't do that much today.
No, he's...
He really didn't. And even in the past games, him and Ronaldo have not really been clicking.
No. But would you have preferred to have Jota over Leão?
You can't play Leão. You can't play Ronaldo and Jota the same time. Because Ronaldo is not going to be a wing player. Jota is not going to be a wing player. Jota needs to be in the middle. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense for them both to play. And Ronaldo is going to play there because he wants to get his goal records up and all that stuff and all the star power, all that bullshit. And, yeah, but if you were to say Ronaldo gets injured, yes, I want Jota and Leão playing together.
Well, I like Jota off the bench because he has such a good head game. So it's like, if we want to just put in crosses and like get him to finish with his head, like, that'd be perfect.
You
got good head game.
Yeah, I like his head game. I've seen it firsthand.
I'll tell you what. I think it's a good... Yeah. Gonçalo Ramos, amazing. Like, say that guy's not doing anything. I think him and Jota are good.
That's the sub.
They're good subs, right?
Those two are fighting for that position.
Yeah.
It's weird that they can't make Leon click with these guys because I thought he had a good game against Slovakia. Today he didn't do shit. I think he plays a little better when he's got Dalot on that side because they have that connect. I mean, maybe I'm just, extrapolating, but I think that is the case.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
It makes sense, but I don't know if that's the case. But he doesn't have Dalot on AC Milan right now, and he's fucking still destroying shit on AC Milan, right? So it's just weird. It could be the defense. Could be the team's preparing for him to, lock down that side. I don't know. But
he's getting some good dribbles in, though.
Yeah, he does.
Every now and then.
Oh, he always looks good.
And
on
you know
the ball.
What? It's like football. It's like American football, where it's like, okay, we have a sick ass number one wide receiver, but a decent number two. That number two is going to get a lot of looks and a lot of passes because they're locking down this side. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So same thing with us. Like, okay, Rafael Leão's side is locked down. Guess what? We go to the other side. That's how stacked our team is. It's open. Yeah. Go ahead. Fucking go score from that other side.
There's a lot of balls coming down the right side.
Yeah,
right,
and especially in the Slovakia game, Ronaldo missed the sitter. I think teams are like, we don't need to watch him as closely anymore.
No, that's the problem too. And you know what, Ronaldo? I wish it was like the, you know, back in the day, if you ever guys ever watched the Pele documentary, he just stopped playing World Cups. He was just like, you know what? I did it. But he had won already a few, right? So he was just like, that's enough for me. See you guys. I'm just going to I'm just going to go make money. Nowadays, Ronaldo's also thinking about the glory, being the best ever, saying he's never going to retire, and someone's got to call it for him.
No. Dude, he's going to play in the World Cup.
Yeah,
still
he will.
Scoring. It's important.
He's going to play in the Portugal World Cup at 42.
Oh, yeah. He'll
no,
be
the USA one.
Oh, that the USA one.
He'll be 40?
Yeah.
UB 40.
UB 40.
We were just talking about UB 40.
We were talking about UB 40 today.
And then when the World Cup goes to Portugal, he'll be coaching.
Well, he'll be 44 when it's in Portugal, right?
Yeah, that's too old.
That's not happening.
But what if he's the coach? He could just play himself.
Assistant coach.
I don't think he has interest in being
player
coach,
manager.
So he says. I don't think he's.
He could just be a guy that hangs out on the bench like João Pinto.
Yeah.
What does João Pinto do?
It depends how addicted he is to the camera. By the looks of him, it looks like he is very. But he might just be so sick of it that he'll just be like, I just want to walk away and live my life in peace and quiet. Yeah. Do you guys see that for him or no?
I think he'll need a break.
No, not a little
bit of a break, maybe.
No.
He's gonna own a club somewhere and do something. He's gonna be like Beckham. He's gonna be the same. Did you guys see? He almost got sentenced to 100 lashes from Iran.
That was stupid.
Dude, yeah. Clickbait is getting out of hand.
Apparently, that was fake news, right?
Of course, it was. People were just making fucking headlines.
No, but that's like a real rule in Iran. Like, you can't kiss a woman. If you're married to another woman,
he's not married to nobody.
Oh, he's not even married, yeah.
Yeah.
He won't do it. He won't pull the trigger.
No. Yeah. He doesn't want prenup.
Even on Georgina, wow.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. Just a reminder, follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Helps people find the show so it continue to grow. We're also on Palma Radio 1, online Portuguese radio station. We play 2 p.m. on the east, 11 a.m. on the west, and that's on Wednesdays. And then we play again on Fridays. And finally, join us on Patreon, exclusive content, extra nonsense, a little price to pay, a little bit of give back to the boys. Doing this for you guys. But yeah, get us there. If you want to sponsor your business, we'll do that for you. We'll do some commercials.
You hear that, GTA businesses?
Hey, we can do Bay Area businesses. Or what is this?
Yes.
Southern California?
Yeah, whoever.
Napa Valley. We'll sponsor your wine. And we'll drink it. You bet your ass we'll drink it.
Send us a crate.
Yeah.
We'll do it. But yeah. All right, move on to the next game, which was today, Bosnia. We wrecked them. Put 5 up in the first half and then fell asleep in the second.
Nothing in the second.
That's okay. We wanted to chat. We were hanging out with our friends over at Rosa Branca with Chris.
Arby's.
So, you know, we wanted to chat anyways. We got the Tremos. They had to open a new pack of Tremos for us, which took a while.
They had to get the Tremos guy come in. He brought like a big bucket.
I was going to say, did they get the bucket?
Yeah, they got the bucket.
You
got
to have a bucket.
So we got that. Game started.
First half, we were paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
We were watching.
Penalty right away.
Like the first 4 minutes penalty.
Sus.
Handball, right?
Sus.
Well, before the game came on, I saw it was all the refs, all the VAR guys, and it was like, it only shows one guy's ethnicity, and it's like France. And I said, I wonder where all the other guys are from, and you guys, nobody seemed to care. Then it was like, VAR decision, VAR decision, VAR decision, all in our favor. I'm like, now I bet you want to know where all these guys are from.
It's crazy how like those goals looked so offside in real time, then they looked at it, and it wasn't.
They found a way. You know what? VAR finds a way.
Yeah. And where
for
were
Portugal
they from?
For some reason.
I don't know. But
they usually tell you, yeah, Chris is right.
Why? How come it's the first time you didn't get to see?
I'll tell you what, though. All right. I could see a way because they actually showed us a line on the Cristiano Ronaldo one, right? That it was kind of close and they made a line that looked visible. the first one, I never saw that ball hit that guy's hand. And the third one, Otavio looked offside. And I can't imagine an angle they would have showed us that would have said he wasn't offside.
The angles they showed us were, like, so weird. Like, behind the net and shit. Like, that doesn't show us anything.
The handball was a handball. I saw it during play. I called it. I was like, that's a handball.
It looked like a handball, yeah.
Yeah, that one looked fine.
The ref was Turkish. I'm guessing the rest of the crew is similar.
Well, Turkish delight.
Similar to Turkish
delight.
One guy was from France.
But they didn't show us the lines on the second one, where the pass to Otavio.
They never showed us shit on that third one. Yeah. On that third goal.
I would have liked to see those lines. That one looked even more offside than the first one.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Bruno goal. The Bruno goal was amazing.
That blew us away.
And like we said, probably everybody's shutting down Liao on the left. The ball's going to the left. Everyone's moving left. Bruno's wide open on the right.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how he smashed it.
It's
just cool to smash a goal like that.
He likes to go top cheddar.
Yeah.
Right, where Mama keeps the cookies.
Yeah.
Top shelf?
Top shelf.
Yeah.
We're doing hockey.
Yeah, hockey season started, and we're doing a lot of hockey reps.
I'm excited for the Leafs.
Yeah.
We'll get to it. Yeah. That might be on the Patreon. Patreon might be Leafs.
Okay. Anyways, cool.
That's a little Leafs. Quick promotion. Back to Portugal.
Cancelo smashed one home, too.
Yeah, it was a nice one. Nice finish.
Juicy sitter for him.
Let's talk about Ronaldo whiffing that shot in the box.
That was a planned whiff for Cancelo.
Oh.
You guys don't think about what Ronaldo's really doing.
It was a 3D chest.
It was a dummy whiff.
It was a dummy whiff.
I love how Chris is adding the H to the whiff. It just makes it tremendous. Because that's exactly what it felt like and sounded like when he did
this. This isn't a visual podcast, Justin, so I gotta spruce things up for the listeners, you know?
You like that guy that does the sound effects? What's his name?
The guy from Police Academy?
Yeah, Police Academy.
So a dummy quiff.
Whiffed it.
Hey, don't say quiff.
A dummy whiff.
A queef.
Whiffed it. Okay, guys, what about this stat? João Paulinho in the first game got a 6.4 rating. Danilo today, 7.8.
Oh,
I don't know. I'm just saying. Say my man Danilo. He made some good stops there. I think he's first choice.
All right. I know you're trying to like cause some controversy. This is like a hot take. You're trying to spark a hot take or something?
Of course he is. You're stirring the pot.
He's trying to stir. You don't believe that, do you? Sincerely?
No, he does. He's pushing his boy.
I really think Danilo is like a sturdier choice, and he's a more responsible center back.
Paulinho.
Paulinho is more of a like a forward attacking guy, but it's like that's not what
he's
the job is.
To box.
Okay.
Yeah, he's DMing.
Let's do this. Last game we lost was against Morocco. You get one chance to replay this. This is in some kind of fantasy world. You get to take your lineup from all the players playing now today and make a lineup to face them. What are you doing?
I'm putting Danilo in there.
Paulinho.
Yeah.
Over a gritty, rough house game? Nah, you got to put Paulinho.
Did we have Danilo that day?
Can't remember.
I think he got injured.
We were drunk at
Mr. Cavallino gave us way too many tequilas.
I like Danilo in center back. I started to like him there. But I like Antonio and Ruben Dias.
But I think it's always going to be Dias and either Inacio or Silva, depending on,
if we're being honest with ourselves, I'm sorry to all the Sporting niches out there, but he played the better lineup in the first game when we had to clinch, and it was Silva. So I think it's got to be Silva.
Hey, I'm not mad if Inacio starts. I think he's great.
He put Silva in the Dragão. Like, he just wasn't, you know.
Yeah,
that was nothing.
Care.
And obviously,
that doesn't matter.
And it was very nice.
Inacio's bagging assists, though.
And goal. He got almost a hat trick the last time.
Picking up those headers. Other than that, I don't know. Felix versus Gonzalo. You guys are Ramos guys.
Felix, the first game when Felix came on, he was running shit. He was making so many moves. He looked really good. But even today, he was like, he's making runs too.
Yeah.
I love him.
If I had my druthers, which is a funny expression,
if you had your brothers.
If I had my brothers right here with me, brother. If I had my druthers, brother, it would be that, it would be Liao, Ramos, Felix on the other side, because I still think Felix could run that other side. Felix wants to play behind the striker, kind of like a very center attacking mid.
But even wing doesn't have to stay on the wing. Wing can move in. Wing can cut in.
Yeah,
do whatever.
Yeah, that's what Figo used to do. So I would put him in that kind of role. But, yeah, Ronaldo, I don't think. I'm finally starting to say it. Like, once we get past qualifying, there's, like, a game we have to win. And it's in a tournament. I don't think we can play him.
No?
He's whiffing.
Yeah. It would be a good...
He's whiffing it. No one's scared of him.
But it's also like the Switzerland game. It's like, that's the card you play. Like, oh, we can do it without him.
Yeah.
And then it's like, once you change the strategy on whoever you're playing, they're like, oh, we only, you know.
Okay, but then all these devil's advocate again today. First half, Ronaldo's on the field. We score 5 goals.
Ah.
Second half, I think Ronaldo's on for a little bit, but he got subbed off.
He comes off in the 60th.
We scored no goals.
Ronaldo also scored 2 goals this game.
But also, we were at Rosa Branca, and our friend Jason came. So he says whenever he watches, they never score.
Oh, he's bad juju.
Oh, yeah, and that makes sense. Okay, so that's actually what happened.
So I think that's what happened.
Jason ruined it for everyone.
Oh, we should have thought about that earlier.
And we should tell Martinez about this, right?
Yeah, of course.
And everyone in San Francisco.
But then it's also the thing, I think this happens with Chris too. When he goes to the washroom, they score.
Yep.
How many goals did you miss today?
0, actually.
Oh, shit.
I'm off the sauce, so I don't have to pee as much.
Not as much pee.
Right. Yeah.
So you're watching the whole thing.
Yeah.
You didn't get that sweet, sweet Super Bock right from the tap?
No
taps today. No taps today. And we took a big table right at the front of Rosa Branca, or like where the big three TV setup is. And so many old Portuguese men look so confused. They didn't know what to do with themselves. Because we took two tables right in the front, and they were like, That's our spot.
This is Ron and Jerome's spot.
Yeah, come on.
You think someone has dibs on that spot?
A guy behind us made a comment. He's like, next game, we got to start showing up 3 hours early, I guess. It wasn't early enough that they showed up 15 minutes before the game.
We showed up 15 minutes before game time.
It wasn't even that full in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing, too. Just move. I mean, come on. There's so many seats and so
many
TVs.
They put in nice new TVs, too. Yeah, like, you can sit anywhere.
But people are too used to that being the only good TV.
That is a good
TV. Come on, you got to readjust.
It's a big one.
Okay, well, in our defense, we sat there. They scored 5 goals. So,
yeah.
I think we should sit there every time.
Guys probably also...
No, we have every right to sit there, bro.
You guys spend more money. Those guys sit down, order one espresso and a pedras, and that's it.
That's 100% right. They wanted us in there. They want us in. We're keeping that place alive, brother.
It was a nice fat bill.
Yeah, buddy.
It's a nice fat $40 bill compared to $3.95.
Well, I paid $100.
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
Hey, cut that.
You want me to give you some money for that?
this is not the time to negotiate the bills.
No, I covered you. It's okay.
Oh, my God. Shut up, dude. Shut the fuck up.
João Neves debuts. Little João Tuck Neves, he made his debut for Portugal coming on around the 60th minute. Wearing number 5. That's a statement.
Great.
That's not a number I feel like a lot of people choose.
That's a statement number?
For him, it is.
You think 5's a statement number?
That's a defender number.
5's like a nothing number. Yeah, it was just available. No one wanted it.
But it's low, and you're like...
Are you thinking because 5...
It's a single digit. Any single digit number has a little more respect. When you're young...
I agree with that.
Because when you're young coming in, they're probably like, oh, you got to take fucking... You want to be 7, you got to be 17.
You got to take 25.
Yeah.
Right?
This guy comes in, rocks 5.
You take the number no one wants. No one wants 5.
No, I'm going to say...
And you take the lowest possible number when you're on the national team. There's only 23 numbers available.
I think in the even in the qualifiers, they still do that, right? 23 numbers. I'm going to say... harkens back to what we talked about earlier, the Galacticos. Who was 5 on the Galacticos? Zinedine Zidane. So some say the greatest European player of all time.
João Neves looked good. He did his thing. Just little passes in the midfield. Nothing crazy.
Yeah. First day out.
Yeah, just don't do any mistakes. Just take it easy.
I think it's important for him. The way he wins balls, those second balls, we've talked about before, but... Yeah, I think it's important for him to be on this team and not the sub-21. Like, they don't need to be there. He doesn't need to be there anymore.
Nah, waste of time. Yeah. João Felix says he's 19, but he plays with the mentality of a 30-year-old.
Yeah.
He's a little Benjamin Button, this guy.
Is he?
He does play like he's an older man.
He's an old man, but he looks young.
He tucks his shirt like an old man, I'll tell you that.
Sort of like João Moutinho.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. That's an old man.
Yeah.
When you're class, you're class. That's it.
All right. He's got to prove it. He's got to keep it going.
Yeah.
Keep rocking that five. How long do you think he'll hang on to that? Forever.
I think it's just a random number. I've seen him wear 17 on the sub 21 team.
I think if you're going to
be... He wears 87 on Benfica.
I think he's good. He's an 8. I think he should be 8.
8 would be a great number for him. That's perfect.
Yeah. But is Bruno's 8, right?
Yeah. So in Portugal, he's not going to get that for a long time.
That's 6? No, but I think Danilo or Pelinha 6. That would be their position number.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. You guys want to get in the weeds on numbers right now?
I love numbers.
Let's talk about numbers. Ronaldo retires. João Felix is getting 7.
I've been saying
Rafael Leão will get 11, I think. Why can't he have 11 now?
I think Leão likes 17.
I don't know. And then Bernardo's 10, Bruno
Leão
8.
Had the choice. I'm sure Leão had the choice for 7 at Milan, and he went with 10.
Who was 7 at Milan? We don't know.
I can't speak to Milan.
He's not better than Leão.
Well, you guys don't like 10 for him. I like 10.
Not crazy if he's not a 10. He's a 7. He's a winger.
10 can be anyone. Figo was 10.
Figo was 10 on Madrid, Galactico.
You have to give it up for Raul.
A lot of good 10s. No, wasn't Messi a 10?
Great 10. Yeah. Messi's okay.
Yep.
10's
the most famous soccer number.
Yeah. It's
Maradona, Messi.
7's out there too. 8.
Hey, we can just say numbers all day, brother. What about Palma Radio, 99.7. Hey, great numbers.
Whatever it is. Ronaldo is the goal leader for 2023 as of now with 40 goals in front of Haaland and Mbappe.
Nice.
All of his Al Nassr goals.
A lot of those are Al Nassr, right?
Portugal goals. But hey, he's up there. I don't know if the Saudi goals count as... Because when they do the golden boot count, it's if you're playing in like the top leagues, like if you're playing in Spain and England, it counts for 2 goals. So when they calculate at the end of the year, they're more valuable. But if you're playing in like Portugal,
as they should be.
If you're playing in Portugal, it's like 1.5.
What the hell? This sounds made up. What are you talking about?
No, that's how they calculate the golden ball or golden boot for the
year. Golden boot for the world?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
For like overall at the end of the year.
And European counts double.
Yeah. If you're in like England, like all your goals are worth 2 points. And if you play in Portugal, it's like 1.5. And if you play lesser and lesser
What about
leagues.
For the European golden boot? You're telling me an English goal counts double than a Joker? What do you call it? I'll just put it this way. A Salah goal counts double than a Gyökeres goal.
Yeah. Not double.
No, because it's
1.5.
But for the European golden boot.
Oh, I don't know.
No, you know European golden boot straight up.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about something we don't know about.
A lot of numbers in there.
So what if you score in Saudi Arabia? You get like a 0.7?
Maybe. Or maybe a 1.
Is MLS like 0.5?
Probably.
You have to score. It's like a scooge. So you got to.
It is like that, yeah.
So you got to make a bunch of a scooge to make like 1 euro. And it's almost like what we were in Rosa Blanca. I'm pretty sure they play card games in the back of Rosa Blanca in a scooge still. So then they got to go come to the front and change them into dollars. That
it's
makes like one
nothing.
Coffee. They made one espresso.
And that's
or
also
something.
How they bypass the Ontario gambling laws.
That's
too.
Right.
We're playing with made up money. This isn't even real.
We're playing for the scooch.
Yeah.
And and Chris and Evan, you want to come by and like hook up your Wi-Fi and stuff and maybe like work from the table or whatever while we're watching the game. Like, what work did you think you were going to get done while we're at this table? Like,
I don't know.
Absolutely not. And then also, we saw a fucking geezer with a flip phone. You think they got Wi-Fi in this place? This motherfucker's using a flip phone. And you think...
It was a Nokia flip.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey.
There's no Wi-Fi for your busted-ass laptop.
Cell phone hotspot, baby. The juniors played. We just watched a little bit of that. Tasty highlights. Chico Conceição with a nice goal. Fabio Silva scoring. Rujo, captain.
Yep.
Mr. Enrique.
Didn't score though, did he?
Like to see more from Enrique Rujo. Disappointing so far.
Yeah, especially in count. Where is he at?
Especially on his team. He keeps getting subbed off with no goals. 60th minute around there. I'd like to see him blow up. That'd be sick, but. You know, it's not
tough,
happening yet.
Tough league.
Maybe he has to learn, you know.
Yeah. Paulo B, he got a goal.
Paulo Bernardo on Celtic.
What's happening?
Okay.
Is he done? He's over. It's the João Neves era has begun. Paulo B is trash.
I'm not giving up on him. I think he's a killer.
Oh, what?
Okay.
I think he's okay. I think he's going to end up sort of like, I don't know, Andre Gomes, someone who I think about a lot still to this day, or like talk about a lot.
Andre Gomes is at the top of your mind. You say that for everyone.
Yeah.
It's true.
He's gonna be the next Andre Gomes. This
guy. Usually people are like, this guy's gonna be the next Messi. This guy's gonna be the next Ronaldo. This guy, he's gonna be the next Andre Gomes.
Not a good
just
thing.
Like fine.
Which is in Justin's mind the highest you could possibly be.
Samuel Suarez in net. He's gonna be the new love Jose Sa.
Oh, I love it.
Love it. No, he's good. He's
good. He might actually end up at Wolves.
He might.
Eat. Samuel?
That's a real thing.
You heard that?
No, but I but could yeah, see it
that's
happening.
That's something you could see?
Yeah.
I could see it happening. I can also see someone, once you know Benfica wins the Champions League this year, someone snapping up Trubin immediately, and then we just pop in Samuel Suarez, and then we repeat and win the Champions League again next year. So that's how I see it playing out, but you know, your mind might be different.
I've said that. I liked Samuel the games he played at the beginning of the season.
He didn't do bad. He didn't do bad.
I wouldn't mind him coming in once in a while. He'd play the Tasa games, probably.
Got to play the Tasa games. But I'm just so glad we moved on from Odysseus Vlachodimos, who actually saved the penalty shot today for Greece.
Whoa.
Against Holland. You have to see how bad this penalty shot was, though. Anyway, he just... The guy didn't pick the corner at all.
So it was an easy save.
Fuck the Greeks.
Yeah. I wish him the best. He stayed a little too long. I'm sure he's a good guy.
He overstayed his welcome.
He overstays welcome, yeah.
Hey, everyone who...
Do you love him?
You know someone who's really...
I love him. I love everyone that played for Benfica.
You know someone who's like super nice guy, totally cool, had a great time with him at the party, but it sours when they overstay their welcome.
Yeah, for sure. Or even just working at the bar. There's somebody that comes there every day. I'm like, man, this person's nice, but I don't want to talk to them. Like, just go somewhere else. You know, when it's like a nice little pop-in, you see them like, oh, what a nice little surprise. But... when you walk in, you're like, of course they're here again.
And they're coming in. They're not making any saves, too.
Yeah, they're not making any saves. They're not spending
they're
any
sucking
money.
Sucking up your time.
Energy vampire. That's what they're called.
Oh, that's what Vlachodimos became.
It's like, go away for a couple years. Have some new shit happen to you and come back. That's a Chris Rock joke. He's like, have some new shit happen to you. Then come back with some new stories.
You got to come in, hit them with some hits, and leave them wanting more, and get out.
That's right.
But it's cool to be a regular.
Yeah,
it's cool. Nothing against regulars. I love the regulars, but bring something to the table.
Yep.
And also a lonely regular is different than like a regular that comes with their friends. Or like, because then you don't have to be the person they talk to, right?
Yeah.
Yo, look, come in, check in. Hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. Talk a little bit. But then I'm here actually with someone else, but it's nice to see you.
Somebody comes in, they want a drink. Easy. Here's a drink. They want my time? Oh,
you got regulars that just want to talk to the bartender?
Maron. Yeah, of course, dude.
And you should tell them, hey, I got a podcast.
You want to talk to you? Hey, you got to play it for them. Hey, listen to this. This is me talking.
When I'm not here, I'm in your phone.
Whatever you want, brother.
No, but specifically this part where I talk about regulars. Listen to this.
So this will give you a rundown of what I like and do not like.
Yes, minute 48.
I thought the little buff boy, Fabio Silva, he looked pretty good. He did like a little cut. But then he did like kind of shitty cross.
Chico.
In the similar sense of Di Maria, skinny boy, skeleton, Skeletor, taking off his jersey with his little bra underneath, flexing your muscles with a jersey and an undershirt under it is almost the exact same thing, but opposite.
No, it's just a little celebration. He did a flex. He has gotten buffer.
For sure. But
way buffer.
Unless it's like some kind of inside joke with people.
Yeah,
like,
I think it might be.
Like, here, look at me, watch me flex. I mean, it's kind of silly for the outsider.
Yeah, maybe
he's smiling during it. He thinks it's funny.
It looks like it's a joke. It looks like it's an inside joke.
Yeah.
And we hope it is. But I still like to rip on people.
You're ripping it.
I rip it.
Yeah. Chico, running the box, nagging people, gets the finish. Lazy celebration. He just flopped like a fish.
He did Fabio put him in like a headlock.
He
brought him down.
For way too long. He looked like a dog that just wanted everybody come rub my belly. I was like, what is this? Get up already. You've been down on the ground for 2 minutes, man.
He's a little tiny man.
Yeah. He's lost so many celebrations to VAR in Porto that he's just like, oh, finally, it went in.
That's true. I can't go. Yeah.
Goal is taken away from
him. That's a great point. He can't go crazy because one time he cried with his father and they said, that's not a goal.
Not a goal.
That's traumatizing for sure.
Trauma, yeah.
crocodile tears.
Oh. Yeah, so Chico's still... Is he older than 21? I thought he was.
I don't
was.
Know. Half that team, there's a bunch of guys. I was like, what is the age limit for this U21?
I think it goes by look sometimes, too. Because, like, Chico looks like he's 16.
Yeah. Like, don't read the books. Just let him play. He's a baby.
It goes look at him like, obviously, you can play on this team.
It goes the other way, too, with some of the guys, too, when they're, like, super old looking, but you're like, I swear I'm 18, but it's like, you look like The Rock. Like, what do you mean? Like,
but also, by like 1920, Portuguese people can grow a full beard. And you're like, whoa.
Some. I don't think Cristiano still can. I don't know. It looks
he
like
can.
He
just he does full shave all the time.
He's been 5 o'clock shadowing
he's
it.
He's been shadowing.
He's done shadowing, yeah.
Or at least the 3 o'clock or something.
It's that Saudi Arabia influence, you know? Because he's got a... Like, why don't you grow a little?
Huge goal from that Renato Vega.
Oh, yeah, we liked him, yeah. He looks like a good center back for sure.
William Carvalho's son?
Yeah. He's got the little mustache. He kind of looks like him.
Apparently, his primary position is center midfield. He can do it all.
Oh.
And but this day, he was playing center back. And I think, I mean, just looking at his build, he looks a bit more like a center back, just that big, strong guy.
Yeah.
Saw him take a free kick, yeah.
Can we find out what club he's aligned to?
Basel.
Oh.
Mm. Basel, boy.
It's a little strange.
Yeah. Dario Asugo with the start there, too.
Oh, he's back.
He's back.
Didn't he get an injury or something?
Yeah, well, he's back. He's playing. The youngins are going strong. 6-1 against Belarus.
Love to watch them.
That's easy for
always
them,
fun.
Yeah. In other news, Canada played Japan early on Friday morning, and they got completely embarrassed. 4-1 loss. Jonathan David steps up to the spot, misses a penalty.
Good God. I watched this game delayed. I didn't even know what the outcome was, and I was like, oh, great. I'll put this on Saturday morning watching the game. I'm like, oh, Joe David's taking the penalty? I'm like, amazing. Looks like we figured out our penalty kick situation. Nope.
Should have been Vitória. I don't know if they took Vitória.
I don't think Vitória played.
No. He was there. He definitely did not start.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of hubbub that he was going to start, but he didn't start. They played some other guy.
I didn't watch the whole game, but it looked like Davies got an own goal, too.
He did.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Dude, Japanese have a sick team, man.
Japan's getting better, yeah.
Morita doesn't even start on that team. He's like one of Sporting's best player. He's not even in the starting midfield.
Yeah. They got Matomo.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this guy, Kubo, he's on Sociedad. We'll have to play him, like, next week or something.
I think I've been to that club.
He'll kill. He might kill us.
He came up in the Barcelona youth. Real Madrid picked him up at some point, and now he's at Sociedad. But he's, like, promising from a long time ago.
Endo from Liverpool.
Yeah.
He's on there.
Dude, they got a squad.
They got a squad.
I'm going to do him. Also,
your best Japanese impression.
No.
Oh, no.
I'll just say this word. Huntai. But
is that hentai?
Cut that. No, that is, in a Japanese accent.
Nice.
So I was going to say.
Some good stuff on there.
I got to say, great, great Jurassic Park reference. But moving forward, let's do a mental exercise. If you're going to create a Galacticos now. Now, you got to remember, not every position was a Galactico. Mm-hmm. Who would it be? And I'm going to start with one. I think Alphonso Davies is a Galactico.
I thought of this before. I'll go second. I would like Sun on Galacticos.
Sun would be a current Galactico. Yes, worldwide. You want worldwide reach, right? So you got Canada, North America, Alphonso. I mean, if Pulisic was better, I guess you would say Pulisic, but... I wouldn't right now.
No, he's not galactical level.
The one would be the other guy, the Reina guy, if he gets good. But I guess they have a current Galactico, right? But they don't have, like, these aren't superstars. These are guys that they are kind of, like, cultivating, like Jude and Camavinga.
Jude was the guy, Balogun.
No, they have an amazing team. Balogun, and they're probably going to win the league. And they are competing.
Dude, those French guys, Tchouaméni and Camavinga, those guys are fucking fantastic.
But superstars.
Superstars, they need Mbappe.
Mbappe.
It's got to be Mbappe and Haaland.
Yeah. And you keep Vinicius. I love Vinicius.
Yes, of course. Oh, yeah. And Vinicius is already that's the Galactico they brought. But yeah, of guys they could bring in, I think it would be those two, right? For sure, right? From Portugal? Who would...
Oh, they need a Portuguese player, yeah.
It's got
to
be.
João Félix. Oh, he's already been to Barcelona and Atletico.
He could do... it's been done before. It's been done before, right?
No, I think you got to go... kind of low key up and coming. Like,
ooh, who would be the Portuguese Galactico? The next guy. It would like, be Leão, like, but Leão plays Vinicius' position.
Leão or like Vitinha, even. Oh, or even Ruben Dias or Tony Silva.
Yeah, but
they could literally take anyone.
But center backs, are not Galacticos, you know? Like, when they mention the Galacticos, they never say Iker Casillas.
Well, what if they bought Van Dijk?
Yeah.
Maybe not now. He's a bit not past his prime. He's still a great defender. He still will be great, but it's like you want the surprising buy. Like, Van Dijk was like that guy like 4 or 5 years ago. You're like, that's a Galactico buy. Mm-hmm.
You're exactly right, but for some reason, why am I thinking that Van Dijk would be the Galactico buy and Ruben Dias not? You know what I mean?
Oh, Ruben Dias could be too, yeah.
But for some reason in my head, I see Van Dijk as a Galactico buy.
It's more out there. I don't know.
You don't respect center backs.
It's just kind of like
it's exciting.
It's like a lineman in football, right? Yeah. If you watch American football, it's like he's just one of the guys. I can get another guy over
there. He's a guy.
I feel like it's better than linemen. Linemen do fucking nothing. Just hold on to a guy.
Bash your brains in.
They gotta be strong.
But do people ever watch linemen like, oh, that was amazing. That was awesome. Just a guy who just line holds on to another guy.
Amazing line work. Yeah. No, but when they make those catches and it's like, how'd they get both things in? That's incredible stuff to me.
Anyways. USA played Germany. They lost 3-1. Pulisic with a pretty impressive strike in this one, all from the homeland of Connecticut.
Oh, Galactico.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
That's kind of Galactico, eh?
Galactico-ish. You're
pushing Pulisic Galactico, eh?
Yeah.
It could be Galactico.
But pretty impressive. I don't know. See what the States can turn out in a couple years.
I gotta know.
You're a States guy.
What's his age?
Pulisic? I'm gonna guess 26, 27.
Something like that.
He's getting up there.
Peak. You're peaking.
Yeah. It's now or never for him.
It's midnight and the main DJ just came on. You're peaking.
Other news. Portugal, apparently they haven't lost a competitive futsal match in 7 years.
Holy shit.
43 matches without losing. They've won UEFA Futsal Euros, FIFA World Cup, another futsal Euro, and a futsal Finalissima. Now we got to play these Finalissima games.
But if they haven't lost in 7 years, shouldn't they won all of those?
They did.
Trophy to us.
Trophy to us.
You know what?
I saw
the futsal team playing with the Portugal jerseys that the main soccer team wears with a star above the crest. I was like, whoa.
Ouch. That's wicked.
So that's what it'll look like.
Yep.
That is so cool.
Because they won the World Cup.
Yeah. Zaniolo and Tonali amongst many under investigation for gambling accusations in Serie A last season.
Incredible.
Yeah. Ooh. What was the Juve scandal a couple years ago? What was it called?
Calciopoli.
Yeah. It's back.
Well, this is different because you're betting on games, and I don't know if they're betting on games they're in, but if they are, that is ridiculous. The NFL is having, sorry to keep bringing up American football, but hey, we are in San Francisco where, hey, the team's doing well, so maybe these people care. But
we're in San Francisco.
But there's a problem there, too, with, like, the betting is everywhere. They're promoting the betting everywhere. I have I had a friend in who was, I golfed with him a bit. We always put a little bit of money on the thing. He's like, British people just love putting a little quid on something. Because, like, he said, like, how in Toronto there's weed shops at every corner, there's a betting thing on every freaking corner. Mm. Like, you go, there's somewhere to bet. So, it's very prominent, and they're promoting it, and they're making money off of it, and yet the players should not be doing it. It ruins the sport, and it ruins it. If you're betting, and the player is also gambling, he can influence the game, right?
Of course. You just take an L. You're like, oh... What if you're a star striker expected to score and you're just like, okay, I'm going to make sure I don't score.
No, but I think the thing is you bet on yourself to get a yellow card and you can easily get a yellow card.
Well, however you do it, you bet yourself not to score, bet yourself to get a card, bet yourself to be offside 3 times, like however you want to do it, do it, right?
And there's all these little short bets. It's like, it's not just about winning the game.
Yeah.
It's about like, and Pete Rose.
It's props. It's props.
Yeah. And Pete Rose got banned for like betting on baseball and stuff. Now, he never said, he always maintains, I bet only on my team to win or I never bet on my team. He was just addicted to gambling. He's a lowlife. No.
Well, gambling's an addiction, man. People, a lot of people have a problem with it.
Yeah, they're just promoting. It'd be like, it'd it's be. Like,
maybe, well, maybe just send Tonali to a psychiatrist.
Yeah, it'd be
help him with his addiction.
It would literally be
sympathize.
Like, if in between every commercial break, they were saying, like, do cocaine. Like, that's essentially what's happening now in sport.
It's crazy here with all the every commercial break is betting.
Yeah. DraftKings.
Bet on the Leafs. Bet on hockey. Baseball. Hockey. We love hockey here.
Sportsnet and The Score have entire segments dedicated now to the gambling line, aspects.
Yeah, yeah.
When I ever watched growing up talk sports, they never talked about the line or the spread or anything like that. Because
it was illegal.
They just said, like, here's who I think is going to win. Here's who I don't think is going to win. Now they're talking about it. And it's
they recently legalized it, so they can do commercial breaks with fully betting commercials. They could talk on the panel about what the lines are.
But all these Italian guys, they're all flooding out of the league. They're like, Tonali went to Newcastle, Zaniolo went to Gala. Like, they're all like, oh, we got to get out.
We were talking about Rosa Branca, and people said that, okay, you think AC Milan's not connected to the police? You think AC Milan didn't know that this shit was about to go down? Let's send his ass to Newcastle, nouveau rich club. Take their money. They're going to overpay anyways. And then just like, then they have to deal with the 3-year suspension, not us. And we got 40 million out of it.
That's really interesting.
They got hooked up.
Somebody called AC Milan, like the police. They're like, this is happening with Tonali. And they're like, okay, we gotta sell him right now. Sell.
Yeah.
He's going to get banned for 3 years.
Yeah.
Stonk of the week. Give it to that Slovakian man.
Hey, I haven't watched much football this weekend. Just a lot of talking about it. And I think that one that they stonked on us. I think it stonked enough.
I will say the men were on international break. So I watch a little women's football. Marie Aliadou, a Canadian player on Benfica. Ooh. She scored a pretty nice goal from outside the box.
Okay. Shout out.
Bam. That goal. We got another Canadian out there. Nice.
Yeah, they brought in a new Canadian to replace Lacasse.
Well, you know, Canadians are great at women's football. Like, we are top. Why not? Why isn't Benfica?
And we have no league.
Yeah.
How did we do this?
Lacasse scored a banger against United the other week.
That was like 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Fucking A. But yeah, good stuff there.
I'm glad Lacasse is starting to get her flowers because, you know,
she deserves it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Joan Wonder.
Ooh,
it's tough because like
just port the two Portugal games.
Chris got he got 4 goals.
Yeah,
2 games. But Bruno, also like he fucking mastercrafted everything.
Definitely honorable mention to Bruno.
Let's give. I'm gonna do it because you know I'm a bit of a hipster, I'm a bit of an underground guy. Let's not go the obvious route. Let's do Bruno. I would like to do Bruno instead of Chris.
I mean, Bruno's goal today was outstanding.
Yeah. It was the best of the lot.
Yeah.
I'll do Bruno.
He's been carrying the...
want to do Cristiano.
You want to do Cristiano.
I feel like... didn't Bruno last international break too really good and we gave it to him?
We did.
He did.
So we want to do it again this international break? I don't mind it.
He's been carrying. He made us qualify. I think that... okay, the move... Let's talk about the move to get the Gonzalo Ramos header where he pulls it back and that guy slides in front of him. That's always a really cool move.
I love that, yeah.
That looks sick.
He's the heartbeat of the team and it shows.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Bruno it is. Congrats, Bruno.
200 appearances, though. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, shut up.
Enjoy, gal.
Do.
Your boys.
Thanks once again for listening. Hit us up on the social at Portugal_Corner on X, at Portugal_Corner on Insta. Join us on Patreon. Listen to us on Palma Radio. Email us at PortugalCorner@gmail.com. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Take a minute to leave a rating and a review. Check out the oldies. And we will do final thoughts on Patreon. I guess talk about the Leafs. Talk about the Leafs today.
And
Leafs.
Some other shit.
More soccer stuff. Yeah. Stuff that happened on the drive over here. Whatever.
See what that's about.
Gotta go beyond the paywall.
All right. See you there. Bye-bye.